What's the likelihood that the state budget is going to pass on time this year?
Well, it is our desire to have it pass on time, but the governor has drawn the line in the sand. He says there has to be a property tax cap. And we realize with the fact that there are taxes going up because of actions taken in Washington, D.C., the loss of the state and local tax deduction will result in a 30% tax increase for many New Yorkers. We cannot, on top of that, allow local property taxes to go back to where they were, going up 5, 10, 15% a year. We've had a cap for the last 7 years. It has worked. It has restored billions of dollars to New Yorkers. And the governor has said it is one of our highest priorities to make sure that that is part of the budget, to show the discipline that we're asking every family in the state of New York to undertake. We can do it here in New York. So that is the line in the sand with respect to the budget. There are other issues that can be dealt with going forward because we're in session until the end of June, so there's time to do that. But our goal is to get it done on time, but a few days here or there, we want to get it right.
Do you think Senate and Assembly Democrats will fall in line and agree with the governor on his proposed tax cap?
I don't think it's necessarily falling in line. I think it's also recognizing, as I've heard it, I've done countless forums, that the residents they represent in the legislature want this as well. I've been to 5 places this past week. I have 4 more scheduled next week, going to communities all over New York, rallying people behind this and reminding them that they have more money in their pockets today, this year, than they would have had 7 years ago before this tax cap went into place. Your highest tax bill is your property tax. It is not your state taxes. It is the combined local and school taxes, and we have to make sure we start reducing that burden. So I believe that they will also understand it's important for the residents that they represent to come and be on the side of this continuation of a tax cap. Why not make it permanent? Because businesses and citizens want certainty. They don't want to worry about next year, is it going to skyrocket back up again? Let's give them certainty to know what their tax rate will be going forward.
The county executive told us earlier this week that he would support it if you took CPI out of the equation. Is there any chance that that could happen?
There's a lot of conversations going on right now. I'm not going to speak to that particular detail, but I know that there is resounding support in every corner of the state of New York for a permanent continuation of the property tax cap, because we need that discipline.